God is good
all the time.
My dear friends, this Sunday is already preparing. I have too much energy. Oh my God. I have to slow down a little bit, right? I don't know what I'm eating today. I don't know. This Sunday is already preparing the Christian community for Pentecost. Remember that the next Sunday will be which celebration? What? No, next Sunday? Ascension first. He have to go first. And then they're going to send the paraclete on us. Okay? That's good. Then the biblical text tells us what the works of the Holy Spirit will be. The gospel of this day speaks to us of a walk of deepening and the peace. And the book of the Acts of the Apostle in the first reading shows us a walk of openness to all nations, Jewish and pagan. The book of Revelation, second reading, is a walk of creation that announces the new Jerusalem. The gospel we have just heard is presented as the testament of Jesus. It is a bit like a parent who tells his children his last wishes before dying. He especially recommends that they get along well with each other. Jesus announces to his disciple that his hour is approaching. For them, life will be quite different, but they will not remain alone. He promises them the gift of the Holy Spirit. With him, it will be the beginning of a new mission that they will fulfill in the very name of Jesus. He will constantly revive in their heart the teaching of Christ. He will help them to translate it into the effective and concrete love of their brothers and sisters. Jesus also leaves a peace to his friends. It is the pledge of his presence with them. He gives them his joy. But to benefit from these gifts, there are conditions to fulfill. It's not God who puts a restriction on us. On the contrary, he asks only to fill us. But too often, the problem comes from us. We are not always available to welcome and keep his words. Each of us in this room can ask himself or herself this question: does my heart is wide open for Jesus and the Father to come and make a home there? I ask you again, do your heart is wide open for Jesus and the Father to come right now and to make there a dwelling place? Sometimes we complain about God's silence. Let me tell you, God is always present, but too often we are the ones elsewhere. The Today Gospel tells us of a second requirement on our part. I quote, "If you loved me, you will rejoice," says the Today Gospel. The question is to put to us, the question made to us by Jesus is the following: do you love me enough to be filled with my joy? Another question: do you love me enough to be filled by my joy? Jesus is asking to you. But Pope Francis tells us in his way, I quote, "There are Christians whose lives seems like Lent without Easter." This comes from Pope Francis. It's very powerful. There are Christians whose lives seems like Lent without Easter. Let me tell you, joy should always be the characteristic of the Catholic Christians. Amen.
Amen.
Joy should always be the characteristic of all the Catholic Christians. The first reading, taken from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, shows us that it was not easy at that time. In the first Christian community, there are some dissensions, oppositions. Many foreigners come knocking on the door of this community, and the question came up, should Jewish tradition be imposed on them? Like myself here, I am from Africa. I'm not American citizen so far. And someone will tell me, oh, we want you to speak like an American from Milwaukee. So the question is, should Jewish tradition be imposed on them, or the Michigan accent be imposed to Father Louis? This question was considered at the First Council of Jerusalem. It was out of the question to impose a church locked on himself by forcing newcomers to follow traditions that are not theirs. That means the church must be open to the world and new converts. They do not need to strip themselves of their cultural origins. Why? Differences are a source of enrichment. I say again, differences are a source of enrichment. Actually, in the Catholic Church, there are a sorrowful spirit, people, who believe that openness to the world is an abandonment of faith. They think that having many cultures is a breach. It is an infringement of unity. Let me tell you, guided, led by the Holy Spirit, the leader of the early church did not judge it this way. The mission of the church is not to save traditions, but to walk with Christ who wants to save the world. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you again, the mission of the church is not to save traditions, but to walk with Jesus Christ who wanted to save the world. It is for all that he has given up his body and shed his blood in canceling all our sins. This is also the message addressed to us by St. John in the today's second reading when he talked about the New Jerusalem. This, I quote, New Jerusalem that he presented to us is the holy people, the people of God. God dwells there as a temple. Christ dwells there among his own. He is a person open to the four cardinal points, east, north, west, and south. He never loses sight on his universal perspective. That's why I tell you, please pay attention. Let us not forget that the word Catholic means universal. We are the Catholic Church. That means what? We are the universal church. For our final goal is to get access to the kingdom of God around the risen Christ. It's over there we'll have people from many origins, colors, tongues, background, social, political, or sexual orientation. We'll have all these people gathered around the risen Jesus Christ. It is this good news that John addresses to the persecuted Christians of his time and also those of our time. My dear friends, let me summarize. Our mission today is to be messengers of Christ, peace and joy. This may be seen in our lives. If you want to be faithful to the gospel, we must reject the poison of gossip, the hurtful words that do evil. Through our life, our words, and our deed, we must say something of God's mercy. It is with us, with our poor means, that God wants to build a more missionary and more committed church at the service of others. That means our brothers and sisters. And Pope Francis says this quotation finally, please keep in mind, I quote, only love will save us. I say again, only love will save us, says Pope Francis. Let us pray. On this day, we pray to you, O Lord. Send now forth your spirit that renews the face of the earth, makes our humanity open to peace and joy. And together we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is good all the time. But please, I'm still working to get my Michigan accent. Okay.